Welcome to Scan.org, independently produced with collaboration of the lighter side of Creative Slackers from Mount Down Under, Eastern Australia, for you. My name is Martin. Please note, this is not a religious program, quite to the contrary. We even could meet one day in hell, who knows? But here on this program, I would like to take you to the evil world of wax audio and a bit of my own local bad tone Nimbin waxen added as a side dish. So welcome to the ride.
Vice President Cheney, members of Congress, distinguished guests and fellow citizens. And I congratulate the Democrat majority. We wish you a warm welcome. And to terrorists, raise the price of oil. And to terrorists, raise the price of oil. Raise the price of oil. Raise the price of oil. And to terrorists. And to terrorists. And to terrorists. And to terrorists. Raise the price of oil. Gallons of gasoline.
God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless.
Oil. Gasoline. Gallons of gasoline. God bless.
The fascists.
God bless.
The Nazis. The Nazis. The Nazis. The Nazis. The Nazis.
God bless.
The communists. The communists. The communists. The communists. The communists.
God bless.
Other totalitarians. God bless. The price of crude oil is going up. The price of crude oil is going up.
Especially pleased to be able to have the opportunity to spend some time with your Prime Minister, John Howard.
You are doing what you are being told by others.
We were born in the same era, sprang from the same stock. We were born in the same era, sprang from the same stock. Sprang from the same stock. We were born in the same era and lived for the same ideals. Australia and America share an affinity that reaches to our souls. The US and Australia now stand together, who have ambitions of empire, with a fundamental duty. Our goal in the broader Middle East is to seize control of a country and launch attacks against governments that refuse to meet demands. Our ultimate aim is to establish a caliphate covering a region from Spain, across North Africa, through the Middle East and South Asia, all the way around to Indonesia. And it wouldn't stop there. And it is they, the terrorists, to protect our people from danger in the decisive struggle. Our ultimate aim, with a fundamental duty, who have ambitions of empire. With a fundamental duty, who have ambitions of empire.
You are doing what you are being told by others. You are doing what you are being told by others.
Dick Cheney's got to go! Hey, hey! Oh, ho!
As it came into the window, what a sound of a crescendo. That hit him at the hop upon. largely silent minority elements in both major parties would like to exclude religious considerations from public discussion.
I know thy worth. I know thy worth. People in the world today to be something in this world, for things in this world.
Concept of exemptions for faith-based agencies against homosexuals and racial discrimination.
People this world to be things in this world, people the world.
And this is already beginning to appear in Australia.
Gay marriage.
Same-sex marriage.
Oh, I'm going to be a hippie. The world declares they're not ashamed of what they do, regardless of whether it's right or wrong.
Discrimination. So it's not a bad word, and it's not something that is necessarily a bad concept.
And so the world knows what their heart desires, and they're spending their lives.
The problem is that it complicates the definition of family. It confuses children, and it suggests to them that this is a normal and healthy alternative.
They could care less. They only believe this life and this life.
I don't know. I don't know.
We don't know exactly what we want to be. We're just drifting.
Allowing de facto marriage to be expanded to include homosexuals, but we really do hope that he's able to hold that line once he's in government.
By work, young people, I know what you are. I know what you're planning to be. To either be a snowball.
The fact is that but that's okay. I wasn't. There was a misunderstanding.
They're banding themselves together for rock and roll parties. They're banding themselves together for dope parties. To fight sin, throwing us. To fight the devil, charity, and the myth. I think it's high time that young ladies look like young ladies. I think it's high time that young men look like young men. We don't breathe like the world. Worldliness, that's being like the world. Amen. And ye shall mighty world, but we're not of the world. We're traveling in the world, but we're not living by the standards of this world. Let them have their dope parties. Let them have their sex parties. Let them have their love-ins. Let them have the things of this world. We have the wells that never run dry. We have peace and joy. Oh, hallelujah. Spit. We'll spit thee out of my mouth. The dryness comes and dries him out. The day comes and piles away, and it's life. And pretty soon it's dead, it's gone. Get a hold of it. You got a hold of it? Don't be a wishbone. Amen. Spaghetti didn't come from Rome. So that's spaghetti. That's spaghetti, right? It's got a little backbone to it, right? It's got a little strength in it. Amen. Look at it. You see what I mean? Feel it. Try to hold it up. Can you hold it up? Look, it fell over. Try to hold it sideways. You can't. Try to hold it down. Oh, it fell on the floor. That's spaghetti. It has no backbone. It has no strength. It's just doing the jitterbug. It's just doing everything you make it do. It's got the shakes. It's got the willies. It's very nervous. And you can't do a thing with it. Amen. That's right. Hey, I get hungry sometimes I preach. None whatsoever has no form. You're the one that bit ball. We'll reach that climax. Amen. You may be seated.
And we are convinced that virtually none of the politicians really understand the implications of it.
Politics and the Great Pumpkin.
Thank you all for coming. Thank you. God is a concept by which we measure our pain. I'll say it again. God is a concept by which we measure our pain. Yeah. Pain. Yeah. I don't believe in the war on terror. I don't believe in freedom. I don't believe in democracy. I don't believe in Guantanamo Bay. No way. I don't believe in human rights. I don't believe in liberty. I don't believe in free speech. I don't believe in humanity. I don't believe in peace. I don't believe in Merry Christmas. I don't believe in Christ. I don't believe in the White House. I don't believe in this campaign. I don't believe in the American government. I don't believe in America. I just believe in me. Reality. The dream is over. What can I say? The dream is over. Yesterday. I was the president, but now I am reborn. I was commander-in-chief, but now I am George W. Bush. And so, dear friends, you will have to carry on. The dream is over. Thank you.
This is, we got a leader in Iran who has announced that he wants to destroy Israel. So I've told people that if you're interested in avoiding World War III, it seems like you ought to be interested in preventing them from having the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon.
This comment just came in. The president of Iran just said, just a short time ago, where you are there, said that the Zionist regime will soon be wiped out.
President Ahmadinejad's speech earlier this week saying that a new wave of Palestinian attacks would wipe Israel off the face of the earth.
Iranians are trying to not just mock, but deny a Holocaust while simultaneously preparing to launch another.
The question is, will they be able to make the case to go to war with Iran? It's going to be a tough sell.
The president of Iran is talking about genocide.
How evil this regime is.
Evil regime.
Twisted and evil.
Evil.
Wiping Israel and, frankly, the United States off the map.
Wiped off the map.
Off the map.
This is the most dangerous country in the world.
He's a dangerous, dangerous man.
The end of the world is rapidly approaching.
What the Bible has to say about Israel in the last days.
I really believe that people don't understand the danger this country poses to the world.
Unless the Iranians know that America means business, they're just going to keep moving.
Is this the beginning of Ezekiel 38?
Raining upon the enemies of Israel the fire and brimstone from heaven.
The current president of Iran has announced that the destruction of Israel is an important part of their agenda.
Do you think the world understands how evil this regime is?
Says Ahmadinejad is the worst tyrant since Hitler, and Israel's greatest enemy.
You have a president there whose sworn aim is to wipe Israel off the face of the map and kill every Jew in the Middle East.
We've got to wake up here and understand what the real threat is around the world.
The reality is, the center of gravity for all the problems right now, the A-team is Iran.
Our most vocal and potentially dangerous enemy.
In a dangerous world.
As Iran squares up against the West.
We must not permit Iran to build or acquire nuclear weapons.
Israel is facing genocidal enemies.
Ahmadinejad is the new Hitler.
Hitler.
Who have sworn to destroy it and kill the Jews.
Destroying Israel.
Annihilating innocent countries.
Genocide.
No option can be taken off the table.
He stands up, he says Israel should be wiped off the map.
Israel might be wiped off the map.
Wiped off the map.
Wiped off the map.
Off the face of the map.
Wiped off the map.
Wipe Israel off the map.
Wiped off the map.
Wiped off the map.
Destruction of Israel.
Who threatens to wipe Israel off the map.
Wiped off the map.
Eliminate Israel
off the face of the earth.
Israel clearly has to be ready.
Are we going to have to wait until there's a mushroom cloud over Jerusalem?
The mushroom cloud.
That's the situation described by the prophet Ezekiel. You ought to read your Bible.
We must deal with the Iranian problem, and it probably, in all likelihood, would be military.
We will eventually have to take military action against Iran.
If it were up to me, I'd do it right away.
Iran is playing together with Al-Qaeda.
Iran is the central banker of international terrorism.
Iran has given the order to begin suicide attacks in the United States this summer.
We should have bombed somebody in Iran.
And Iran.
Iran.
Terrorism.
Iran.
Hitler.
Iran.
Genocide.
Iran.
Al-Qaeda.
Iran.
Evil.
Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has warned the West of the serious consequences it would suffer if it launched a military attack against his country.
We've been hearing a lot of talk in recent weeks about possible American plans to bomb Iran.
We should have bombed somebody in Iran, just like President Nixon did to the Vietnamese.
Wiped off the map.
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 The utterly mendacious and global lie that Ahmadinejad threatened to wipe Israel off the map. He did no such thing. It is a total propaganda lie. No such comments have ever been made by Ahmadinejad. Ahmadinejad was quoting Ayatollah Khomeini. He said that like communism and fascism, Zionism would disappear as an ideology from the pages of time.
Wiped off the map.
That is a totally different thing to what is being quoted as a reason for killing tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of people in Iran.
The President of the United States.
Our nation is at war.
A different kind of war.
The war on terror.
We are winning the war.
A war on many fronts.
No one likes war.
Our war on terror has well begun.
The war on terror is our fight.
In the war against terror.
In the war on terror.
In the war on terrorism.
They were acts of war.
And war is what they got.
War.
If war is forced upon us,
win the war.
We are winning the war.
We'll prevail in the war.
We'll win this war.
Win the war.
Till this war is won.
We are winning.
We are winning the war.
But war,
are at war.
Yet as we act to win the war,
we'll win this war.
Weapon of war.
Started this war.
Fight and win this war.
Are at war.
World War III.
Beyond the war on terror.
Depression and war.
Have always been at war.
And went to war.
The war goes on.
And the uncertainties of war.
Where the war began.
After the war.
Our war.
This war.
Win the war.
But war.
Win the war.
They were acts of war.
War is not my first choice.
War.
We are winning the war.
We are winning the war.
Yeah.
This is the world's fight.
It's a call to war.
This is civilization's fight.
We are winning. We are winning. We are winning. We are winning. We are winning.
We are winning.
We are winning. We are winning.
We are winning.
We are winning.
We are winning.
We are winning.
We are winning. We are winning the war.
We wage a war to save civilization itself.
I do not accept
that there is underlying racism in this country. I have always taken a more optimistic view of the character of the Australian people. This nation of ours has been able to absorb millions of people from different parts of the world over a period of now some 40 years, and we have done so with remarkable success and in a way that has brought enormous credit to this country.
Racial violence that erupted at Cronulla in Sydney's south at the weekend continued overnight, with police cars attacked in one suburb and dozens smashed in another. Large numbers of mainly young people had gathered to, in their words, reclaim Cronulla Beach from gangs of youths, mainly of Lebanese descent. In the middle-class beach suburb of Sydney, anyone of Middle Eastern appearance became a potential target.
Thousands of Anglo-Australian
full-scale race riots. Several people were set upon and bashed
because they appeared to be of Middle Eastern descent.
Lebanese youths were being hunted down and bashed.
A day of race riots.
A day of bashing Lebs or Wogs.
Attacking people of Middle Eastern origin.
This is the best day I've ever seen in Cronulla in the 5 years I've lived here.
What kind of grubs? Well, I tell you what kind of grubs this lot were. This lot were Middle Eastern grubs.
Middle Eastern sucks.
Lebanese and Wogs and shit.
You're not allowed to say it, but I'm saying it. Australia's old and new. Shouldn't have to put up with this scum. You don't meet that standard, you should be rounded up.
And if we don't have enough police, what's wrong with getting the army in?
Yeah.
Get these blokes a bit of a rifle butt in the face and they'll back off. They're cowards.
Well, if it gets to that, we might have to do that. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Out to work, Alan. Mm-hmm. I've got two blooming jobs.
If the police can't do the job, the next tier is us.
Yeah, good on you, John.
Now, my grandfather was an old digger, and he used to say to me while growing up, listen, shoot one, the rest will run. Right?
Australians are not racist, mate. We let everybody in our country, no matter who it is, we let them in, they come in here, they don't follow our values.
We need to fight back. We're only sticking up for what is ours. We fought the Japanese, we will fight the Lebanese, and we will take our country back.
Let's keep our country clean! You go home, you fucking filthy cunts!
I fundamentally do not believe Australians are racist, so I don't.
Marijuana, ecstasy still remain more popular than cocaine, but that could change.
New laws on drink spiking.
Sniff dogs can be tried to detect extra level of protection.
But we believe it needs to be very carefully monitored.
The price fixing.
A quantity of garden chemical was found in the car.
It's just one small word. The word underground.
Oh, I'm going to be a hippie.
The world declares they're not ashamed of what they do. They're banding themselves together for rock and roll parties. They're banding themselves together for dope parties. To fight sin, throwing us to fight the devil. Charity. Let them have their dope parties. Let them have their sex parties. Let them have their love-ins. Amen. Spit will spit.
Soon as dead is gone.
get a hold of it. You got a hold of it.
We'll reach that climax.
You may be seated.
In the small town of Nimbin in the state's north, peaceful celebrations with an increase in violence. And it's been blamed on a shift from so-called soft drugs like cannabis to amphetamines.
With the help of sniffer dogs, a roadside drug testing bus and mounted police, a 12-kilogram cake laced with cannabis was found. Superintendent Bruce Lyons of the Richmond Local Area Command has been in charge of Nimbin for the past 3 years.
Generally it was cannabis, there was LSD located, and the also hash, cannabis cookies, cannabis cake. So there's quite a range of drugs, and it's required a greater effort by police to maintain safety in the town.
I didn't see any violence, and I didn't actually get any reports of violence.
In the meantime, Superintendent Bruce Lyons says he's determined to stamp out open drug dealing and use in Nimbin streets.
No other town that I'm aware of have stretchers in the back of their shop to cater for people who overdose on the street. And the people just need to call that stretcher, and a stretcher will come out of a shop. They'll roll the poor bugger onto a stretcher and he's carted down to the hospital. That doesn't happen anywhere else, but it happens in Nimbin.
Oh, I'm going to be a hippie.
Amen.
We'll reach that climax.
Amen. You may be seated.
Oh, hi, Michael. Good to meet you. I heard the Hemp Party is not in this election campaign involved this time.
It is tragic news. The Hemp Party can't run. We failed to re-register. See, what happened is John Howard changed the rules and all parties who didn't have a Member of Parliament got cancelled. So we reapplied with our best 500 members and they randomly choose 20 and phone them or write to them all to confirm they really are Hemp Party members, and all our guys ran away. They were terrified. The government rang up or wrote to them and said, please confirm you're a Hemp Party. They moved. They didn't reply. We only had 7 replies and one said, no, I'm not a member.
Was this sort of due to the APEC show?
I don't know. I think there's
the junta in making.
Yeah, no, I just think with pot smokers, there's a lot of paranoia.
Yeah, yeah.
Understandably.
Well, the state showed quite a lot of dramatic fear stickery lately.
Yeah. I think the Greens are probably overall the best person to vote for. The Democrats have got a good policy, but the Greens, they've been there a long time and their knowledge is pretty good on the subject.
They have a chance to get the balance in the Senate.
And Kerry Nettle needs to get back in the Senate, and I think that's really important. Now the Prohibition's made such a mess of the whole thing, glamorised the herb, you know, brought it indoors, done all sorts of things. It would be a long climb back to change it. Mm. But what we are asking is all candidates to come to the Nimbin Town Hall in a week or two. We haven't quite picked the night. Tuesday the 15th, is it, Jamie?
13th.
13th? No, something like that. Yeah, November something. 13 maybe. And all candidates to discuss whether drugs should be a health or criminal issue.
Yeah.
Will you come?
Yeah, well, I'd love to come.
Good on you.
Okay, thank you very much for today.
Cheers.
The prison population of New South Wales has risen to a record 9,670.
The government spent more than $1 billion to tackle drugs. And that
budget, we announced $73 million for extra resources.
But you look at these figures and it doesn't seem to be doing anything. Is this proof that the government's zero tolerance approach just isn't working?
No, the proof that our approach to drugs is working is that methamphetamines have increased. So in fact, we are winning the war on drugs, and we need to keep winning it.
Okay, let's take a little walk down short-term memory lane. Do you remember this sound?
A rolling at first.
Did you feel like a criminal?
A hobo!
A left for dead.
Scum of the earth!
A low down.
Freak of nature!
The prison population of New South Wales has risen to a record 9,670.
That's one hell of a jackpot. 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 That's one hell of a jackpot.
Thank you for listening to the program. Check out the website nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com for all the web details, links, and further information. Catch you all next week.
Radio.